Okay. We call the meeting to order. We stand for the pledge, please. I'll ask Kelly to lead us in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Thank you. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes from the last meeting and the budget hearing meeting? Any additions or deletions as written? If not, I'll entertain a motion to accept them.
I'll make a motion to accept.
Okay, Herbie?
I'll second the motion.
Don, second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson McHale?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Okay, let's see Chris, so we'll put him down the line. Let's go to dog control, because they have to leave, so let's do them first. We got your report, Stacy. We also got a letter typed up to send to Palmer's for emergency service. And Stacy looked it over and the other thing was I got a letter from the Malone shelter wanting to know if we want to renew again for next year. So we have to, they want us to let them know on that, so.
Well, what do you want to do?
How many dogs did we take up there this year?
One.
Just one?
How much do we pay them?
$2,500 a year.
Yeah, I know we can only, if we don't have a housing facility, Janet Collier said no more than 24 hours.
Right.
We could do a little something, not as big as what we had before. It'd probably be cheaper than...
Wow, well, we put $1,500, $2,000 into our own shelter and then, you know... Something.
Yeah.
I'd like to have something that's movable. We can buy a building that's movable, so when you guys get sick of this and somebody else wants to take it over, we can move it. maybe you get sick of it by the end of the year, but yeah.
You can put it on something that, like you said, so it can be moved.
Right.
So it's not a permanent structure.
Right.
What about renting a location?
It's possible, but it's just if they want to put it on them, probably it's handy for them because they're there to feed them. They don't have to get in the vehicle, run and go and feed them and mend and tend them. And that
you
was
really
the,
don't need a something. You don't need anything huge.
No,
it's
no.
It's not like we have numerous dogs all at once.
Right. Right.
So I would say I would renew the contract, but that's my opinion.
And if they will fit a couple dogs in there, that's going to be plenty, I think, for us here.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem we had before too, we were doing three towns, and we were storing them for three different towns. Right now we're on our own.
I think that's kind of crazy to pay that amount and only have one dog here and there.
Okay.
I think, yeah, once we grow one up.
Yeah, but
most of the time, if you put dogs on Facebook, people are sharing it, and the owners found it before long.
Right, it seems to work pretty good. Yeah.
And usually if you get a dog that nobody knows where it is, they're easily adopted out at some point or another.
Right.
Do you have any places right now on your property to house that anyone?
We have just the crate, but we also, they have the old back of the horse trailer. Too. So like you put them in there and the crate is there and they go in and out and they
have
their food and water.
So they're penned in, I mean?
Yeah.
Well, for 24 hours.
Yeah.
And after 24 hours you bring them
to Malone.
To Malone.
Yeah.
But if we decide to do away with the contract to Malone, that's what
right.
We're looking at.
We'd have to have a temporary shelter for them to help them until we find the owner.
Insulated and heated like we did last time.
Yeah, you'd have to have some kind of heat in there in the middle or in the winter.
Yeah, but
you
don't need something.
In there.
You don't need something as big as, like I said, where it would cost them a fortune.
They're not heated up there.
No, they're not.
They're not.
They're out on They're actually, have you ever been up there?
No.
So they're outside and they just have like.
Some of it's just the tarps are.
Yeah, so they're not in the heat.
Yeah, they're out of the wind and it's the biggest thing.
How long do you have to keep them for? How long do you have to keep them for?
I don't know what you guys did before.
I don't know how long. I mean, we try to find the owner.
I think it was, yeah, and then they got adopted. I think Kaylee had.
Then you put them up for adoption.
Or they would go to the shelter after a while, right?
Yeah.
The SPCA or something.
Yeah, you got a week or 10 days, I think, and then you can adopt them with them. I'd have to find out for sure though. But there's a certain point after nobody shows up, you can't find them, then you have a right to adopt them.
Yeah, I think it's like 5 days or.
I would have to double check. I know Kaylee, when she did it, she, a lot of times she had no problem getting them adopted out.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So, okay, so you can look for something to, that the board's feeling. We kind of keep it our own and spend the money to get our own little building and.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense if you're only bringing one dog.
Right, that's what I mean. It's a lot of money for one dog. And plus, you gotta drive all the way up there alone.
Yeah, like I said, most of the time there, the owners have found the board.
Where's that other building that was there? That's gone?
Yeah. Malone, we sold it to Malone, sold the building, yeah.
Do they have, does the ag department have a certain spec on what you have to for a shelter? If you do shelter them?
I can ask Janet, I can.
If they're saying you gotta have, you know, something more elaborate than what we're thinking, it's probably gonna cost us more than what we're thinking.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it just needs to be something out of the weather.
Yeah.
But yeah, but we can find out.
Yeah, she told us that too. She said something that's just out of the weather. Like I said, Malone, they're not heated.
Yeah.
So.
Let's get some all the particulars and we'll bring it back next month and.
Okay.
See what we can come up with.
Yeah, I can contact Janet as well.
I'll check on some buildings and.
I know a 10x12 up in the Amish, it's all finished, it's only $907.
Whatever this, 10x12, that's a pretty good sized building.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, let's get all the particulars and we'll bring it back next month and make a decision.
Okay.
Okay.
So I think the only other thing that I wanted to talk about was I'd like to purchase the wand for the chip reader and a, live trap.
Live trap?
Yeah. So they have a lot of animals that are running loose. People are calling about saying, I've got a dog in my yard, but I can't seem to catch it. It comes at night. We can put a trap there, then we catch it, we find whose animal, find out whose dog it is.
Mm-hmm.
Ideas, thoughts on that?
How big of a live trap do you need?
I looked on Amazon. There's good size that is good for small to the large dogs. So I mean, it's one price and it, one size fits all.
Right.
And they're not really too terribly expensive. I mean, okay. The wands are more expensive than the live trap.
Yeah, bring us back some figures next month and yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because a lot of your dogs have got chips now. Mm-hmm. And then once you be able to read that chip, it tells you automatically who it is, right? Who belongs
yeah.
to it.
Yeah.
So.
Alright.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Alright. Okay, Art, you're off.
Over the last month, we've gotten some donations in memory of former Morris residents. And for example, many of you know Pete Webb and Donna Kittle and Robert and Evelyn Meredith. I don't know them. They're from way out of town somewhere. And they donated and they donated enough that it was $100. So our board has decided anytime we get $100 or more, we can put up a brick in the library in their memory. So for Pete Webb, we'll be putting up a brick in his memory for those that donated. And many of you probably remember Burl Guerin.
Yeah.
Many of us didn't know where she disappeared, but she did pass away. And the retired teachers from Morris elementary school, wanted to do something for her. Nobody knows where she's buried or where, so they also wanted to put in a brick, and so they donated enough, and between those retired teachers and Edie Warlock, we will also be putting up a memorial brick for Merle Garrett. Who, those of you that may not know, she volunteered for many years in the library with Edie Warlock, and of course she worked at the Morris Elementary School as well. So, and in general, donations are still welcome. We are continuing that brick project. We've done very well, and we're continuing to do pretty good. So just keep that in mind, you know, for anybody. Our library is open as much, from all the information I have, as any other library in the area. I just saw in the paper, Peru is only open one day for people to be able to go in and look at books and take them out. We're open full time, so we could Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. All our residents, anybody can go in, browse, get books, and or take them out, whatever. They can do photocopying or whatever. The only thing they can't do, and no library in the area is doing that yet anyway, they can't stay and work on the computers. We just have to right now, but we have all the safety guidelines in place, and so far things have gone very well. So we are open, you know, as much, probably more than most libraries in the area. And we are planning to continue that. We know things are getting worse, but we're just hoping things that we will be able to maintain. We're doing our best to do that. And I guess the last thing, the Tappan Road Bridge officially opened today.
Yep.
So you can go across there. As I mentioned last month, they tore down that old barn, which was a real bad eyesore. And before they left, they seeded that all down.
Did they?
It's nice. Oh. They did a great job. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Art.
Thank you. Okay, beautification.
Where's Tom?
No, nothing? Good. Okay. No one here from the youth program. Town historian, nope. Mr. Assessor.
Sir.
What's happening?
Exemptions, bulbs are coming in, the seniors, for the disabled, for the farmers. I'm getting them every day, which is good because people don't like to come and see me. I don't know why. They don't come in. The thing is, I'm waiting for the state to send me their update on how we stand money-wise, if this level of assessment will be that 95% that they demand. Because going around is all I'm doing is picking up new construction. And there's a heck of a lot of that going on. Yeah. So I won't know until they send me the form. It's got to be 95% of all the seniors will get their full exemption.
Okay.
That's a solid.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Okay. Fire department. I got the fire report for the month of October. Had 6 calls, 4 in the town, 2 mutual aid. They have a total of 124 as of January. I got 2 house fires, 4 medical assists. And then 2 to Beekman Town, and it is submitted by Todd Dumlaw, fire chief. Anything else, Todd?
Now we're making some changes. As some of you might have seen the truck out here, upgrading our rescue truck. It's 10 years newer than the one we had, a lot less mileage. We can carry more equipment on it and stuff. Few more other changes we're going to be making, so I'll keep you guys posted on those as well.
Okay.
That's pretty much all I got right now.
Okay. Thank you, Todd. EMS, I haven't got any report from the EMS, so I can't read that. Court,
I got the court report for the month of October of $8,192 went to the state. $6,020 went to the state, $50 to the county, and $2,122 went to the town orders. Okay, code enforcement, Jason. I did get a letter from the Moorestown Court. The court did authorize that 16 Garen Road is a public nuisance. So it says the code enforcement officer is instructed to follow the procedure outlined by the nuisance and abatement law, along with the town's adopted procurement policy. So Jason is moving forward with that. Okay, old business. Okay, old business. We got. Okay, the shelter contract we took care of. Old business, the adoption of our budget for the year 2021. We had a budget hearing here on the 27th of October and went over the budget. And now we must adopt it. It's got to be adopted within 10 days after the election. We're going to do it at the meeting. Anybody want to make a motion to adopt the budget as written? Or you got it?
I'm going to read the resolution.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Resolution adopting annual town budget for the year 2021. Whereas this board, having on October 27, 2020 at 7 p.m., duly held a public hearing on the preliminary budget approved by this board and filed with the town clerk for the fiscal year commencing January 1st, 2021, including the fire protection district budgets and the light budgets for 2021, and having heard all persons desiring to be heard in the manner and the matter of the budget for this town for such fiscal year having been fully discussed and considered, now therefore be it resolved that said preliminary budget be approved and filed as aforesaid, including the fire protection district budgets and the light district budgets for 2021, is hereby approved and established as the annual budget for this town for the fiscal year beginning January 1st, 2021, and that such annual budget be so adopted in detail in the minutes of the proceedings of this town board, and be it further resolved that the town clerk of the town shall prepare and certify, as provided by law, duplicate copies of the said annual budget hereby adopted, shall attach thereto an exemption report in compliance with requirements of Chapter 258 of the laws of 2008, and deliver one of such copies to the supervisor of the town, and the supervisor shall present such copy to the Board of Legislators of the county as required by law.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. I'll make a motion that...
Point of order, sir.
Pardon me?
Point of order. According to town law, with regards to budgeting, Article 3, Paragraph 414, clearly states, prior to even creating the tentative budget, to the head of each department must submit expenses and revenues. If they do not budget, the budget officer must get that info. If not, the budget officer could not go through. That is by town law.
Okay, so moved. I'll make a motion that the 2021 budget be approved as written.
Also, point of order.
That's it.
Point of order.
You're done. No more point of order.
You can't deny another point of order.
No.
That's against Robert's rule of law.
No.
Yes, it is. It's clearly a point of Robert's rule of law. Point of order states that you're going against the code of ethics. In violation of not going by town law. You clearly
I don't care what you're doing there. I'm running the meeting. And I'm telling you.
That you did not receive or give any budget reports. That was stated. So by doing that, by adopting this, you're going against town law. I hope the town board realizes that because it does go against the code of ethics that you were sworn in by. Send me a point of order. Move ahead if you like.
Again, I'll make a motion that the 2021 budget be approved as written. Do I have a second? Second. Roll call.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LeCount?
No.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes, but I abstain from the fire department budget.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Okay, anything else under old business? New business. Okay. I got a decommissioning report from the new solar project that's going up, number 5. It's a little different than the decommissioning one that we got for the other 4. I sent it to Matt, our attorney, and he approved it. He said that's the way they're doing them now. What they're doing is they're sending us a financial report saying that they have the money set aside to it starts out the first year at $105,805, and it goes up every year till the 25th year it becomes $191,372 to decommission this solar panel if they deem that it's not making money anymore. So that's the other 4 that we did was they give us the cash and we put it in the bank and we're holding the money, and they deposit $2,000 every year for the next 20 years in that account to decommission those 4 solar projects down the road. So everybody's got a copy. I don't know if you had enough time to read it all because I just got it Friday. So
can I make a request?
Yeah.
Just like you just said, it's hard for us within 10 minutes to really go over this.
No, I understand that.
Is it possible that maybe a Friday, a Thursday, the week before the meeting, that all pertinent information we're going to get, that we could get a packet so we could review it?
I just got it Friday.
No, that's right. I'm just saying, when you get it, is it possible maybe we get, I know we get a lot of stuff emailed to us.
Yeah, usually the email, I just forward it to everybody.
Right.
You know.
With something like this, I mean, it's hard to
to
discuss because it
can just wait a month.
What's that?
Can just wait a month.
Oh yeah, you can wait a month. I mean, they're just starting the project, so
right.
Yeah, no, we can do
some time to come back with questions.
So December meeting. No, that's why I brought it up.
Question on that project: what is the total? What are they estimating the cost of putting it up?
9 million.
Now, how many acres is that?
I want to say 25.
Okay. Yeah, that could be in a ballpark. The other one was 13 million, or roughly 40 acres.
Right.
On the south side of the letter.
Yeah, it was in here.
I had heard a figure of 3.9 million, which was, to get the permit, you pay on how much the project is going to be.
Right.
So, but 9 million?
Yeah, I read that somewhere in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's close enough.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, so we'll table this till December meeting, and then we'll go over it then. And like I said, I've already sent it to Matt, but I will get his approval again. Okay, anything else under new business? No, just number 5. Yeah, and actually I got one today for number 6 on my desk that I started reading it and I haven't had time to read it all. But I have to get a hold of that Renee McFarland, who's in charge of the ADA. They're the ones that negotiate these deals, because that, as far as I know, I haven't seen anything from number 4 on the original one. We're getting paid on 1, 2, and 3. But I haven't seen anything from number 4. As far as I know, I believe it's up and running.
Oh, yes, it is. In fact, there should be a full assessment on that.
Yeah.
And, you know, $1,500,000 plus property.
That was the one back on the hill in the...
Yeah, that's right in the woods.
So. Is that going to benefit us?
I mean...
Is that going to benefit us?
Oh, a lot.
How? Can you explain it to me?
It's going to benefit your special district, your ambulance.
Your special district, that's all it is. Yeah. The average thing, because of that pilot program, anybody can get a pilot program. Anybody can get a pilot program, as long as you say you're going to give so much money to the town. Right. So we get that set figure. special districts, fire department, a lighting district, ambulance district, if we had a water district, they would all be, they're not exempt from special districts. They have to pay the full assessment on that.
Do we really, do you know how much we're getting? Do you know how much we get for special districts from these solar panels?
No, that would be.
Yeah, that's calculated by the county.
Yeah, the county.
Let me ask you this.
But your fire and EMS, like you're paying so much, $1,000, that should go down because they're picking up the slack on the.
If we knew what we knew now, back then, would this body go forward with it again? Do you think we would?
I don't think we would have much choice because we don't have an ordinance against it. There's no way you could stop it. We need to get an ordinance, what we need to do.
How can?
And I've talked to Matt on that. He just did one with Peru. So that's what we need to get because we have there's nothing on the book says that you can't put solar in a town of Morris. So we need to have an ordinance saying that, you know, the town board needs to have a say in any more solar panels coming in.
What do we got to do to do that?
Have Matt write us up. He's got a thing. He said, I'll just change the name from Peru to Morris.
Right.
And,
I mean, we need something that's going to benefit us.
It's not benefiting us a lot, no. For the money we get off and off the pilot program, they take it off of your budget before you calculate your budget, so.
Right.
It's not.
We need something that's going to help the taxpayers.
It wasn't bad the way they originally talked. You know, it was $22,000 per farm, but then you got to split that three ways between the county and the school.
And we didn't know
that first.
It comes
down to $7,000. No, they never told us that. They made it sound good that you're getting all those boogles of money, but.
The only thing that we as individual electric users get is a rebate if you sign up with the solar thing. They came around, did they come and see you, Randy?
Yeah, which you have to pay for, am I correct?
No. They take it off your electric bill. It's something about the
5%.
It doesn't amount to a hill of beans.
No.
$5 or $6 a bill.
Right. And you have to pay a $5 subscription fee.
Yeah.
Right.
That's about
a wash.
Yeah.
Off the bill.
Yeah. I just wish. I mean, it's too late now, but I just wish we could have did something better or looked or whatever. I mean, hindsight's 20/20.
Right. But, I mean, it sounded good going in, but.
We won't be around for the decommissioning.
In the end, it doesn't benefit the town a lot.
No.
Not with the money that they're paying us.
No.
Okay.
Dollar General does a better job than they do.
Oh, yeah.
They can hit with the full assessment.
Yeah.
There's no exemption, they don't pay back.
Right.
The Gary Douglas in Plattsburgh, none of that.
Did the solar farms buy the land from Mr. Ashline?
I don't believe so. I think they're leasing it from him.
Who has the pilot program? Is it the solar farm or is it Mr. Ashline?
No.
Three parcels were sold as far as I know.
The farms were sold, yeah.
Yeah, the farms were sold, three parcels, but there's four parcels. So he still owns one because we found out on the exemptions.
The ADA in Plattsburgh is the one that negotiates this pilot program. We, the town had no say in it whatsoever. The county had no say in it. The school had no say in it. They're talking for all three of us.
That I understand, but I'm just trying to figure out going out a different way. If his land now is valued at $9 million, because the solar farm is there, why can't we tax him for $9 million worth of
property? All right, here's the thing. The $9 million is the cost of the whole project. That includes equipment and labor.
Okay, so what would you value his land at with the solar farms on it?
That's what
was the property?
That's a hell of a lot. But he's putting this next one is across the road. It's all cash.
Right, but if I built a business, my business now is worth $200,000. He has solar farm panels on there now. Those are worth X amount of dollars, right?
Right, but that's what the pilot program, the payment in lieu of taxes,
yes.
Is New York State set that up to get people to come in and start these businesses. So they give them a 20-year tax-free ride to bring these, and then in 20 years, they're no longer producing, so they tear them down.
That I understand. I didn't know if you could go after the land value.
No.
It's
because they set on the land.
Is it listed as abandoned ag still, in which the solar panels are on?
I don't know what they listed as.
Well, I'll have to go look it up, but here's the way it does. An equal ag land, especially this way. First 10 acres is so much, the next 20 acres is so much, and then residual behind 30 acres, between 1 acre out of there for a prime site.
But
everything else goes according to the chart.
This is no longer agricultural land, no, this is commercial land.
Yeah.
They're producing commercial product.
Some of the farms downstate is the way they got around that, and New York State's supposed to try to correct this. They have it fenced in, so they bring sheep in to keep the grass and the brush down, and they still consider ag. I'm surprised that they haven't done this here yet, but that downstate, that's what they've been doing.
And that's fair, that's how you work the system, but
yeah.
Until they put the sheep there, it's no longer agricultural land, it's commercial.
Right, but even if it's commercial land, they're tax exempt. New York State says they're tax exempt because they put this $9 million into the project.
The only thing they did was raise everybody's assessments in that district, so you're gonna pay higher taxes.
That's what I was trying to explain last.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our taxes go up, they're exempt, so the rest of the town, Dollar General is completely different story. They add value to the town as a whole. They're paying it.
Okay. Anything else under the business?
Yeah.
Mr. Meesick. Mr. Meesick.
Any more, anything lately on the turbines, equipment?
No. They're still doing their, all their programs. They said it'd be 2022 if they start erecting them.
Talked to John the Bard there 3-4 months ago. He said he'd see nothing this year. Possibly the next fall.
Mm-hmm. Right.
See, they're talking about working in solar panels on some of that too.
Yep, they are.
That's why they just set up this thing where you can't bring them in. That's
mm-hmm. Right. The windmills are a whole different thing than the solar panels. Yeah. They're a whole different. They pay per kilowatt, and they pay a lot better than the solar panels ever even thought of. All the ones up in the town of Clinton, they have so much there that they don't have any tax, no town tax. It's all paid by the windmills.
And they get true help for having too much money in the escrow.
Yeah.
Your account.
Yeah. So,
Jeff, could I ask one question?
Yeah.
The people or the neighbors that are located around this new windmill site going in, are they getting any sort of an inconvenience pay because of the pounding and the?
I don't know. That I couldn't tell you.
So many feet away from that.
There's not a lot of houses around there.
No.
I think only one actually. Two. One on each side of the road. Yeah.
Right.
Randy, I think there is some sort of an agreement with it. If the shadow falls on their land, they give it some. This is off the record of mine.
No, I mean like that, because there's been pounding going on there for.
You're talking solar panels, not windmills.
Yeah, solar panels.
Yeah.
Yeah, the solar panels.
Yeah.
Because
solar panels, they're on the ground.
No, they're not going to install them.
They're putting the pipes in the ground.
A nuisance for the homeowners. I mean, these guys start on the morning. I'm not asking for it. I'm just saying,
I don't think so.
No, probably not. Okay. No, it's not a big deal, but I'm just saying this. I'm surprised we haven't heard because, you go down that end of town, all you hear is pow, pow, pow. You think they try to keep the.
Well, the new one across the road, supposedly there's no bedrock there. So they don't have to drill like they did in the back of the barn. So supposedly they're going to go up a lot quicker too. They're supposed to have them all in by the end of the year.
Are they going to put the trees up around 11, that barrier?
Oh, I don't know.
They put the fence up, but I thought it was part of the thing. The deal was that they were going to put a tree line in there for an eyesore.
Well, I don't think they're going to put a tree line in. That's going to shade the panels.
Something. I mean, I could be wrong.
I'll inquire about it, but that's the first I heard of it.
So. Right. Yeah, you wouldn't want to put trees up. I mean,
yeah, no, too much because it shades your panels. So. Okay, last month's meeting also we discussed the bridge over here. A gentleman by the name of Matt Scott called me, and the town did deed the bridge over to the snowmobile club.
And Ron Calvoyas is the guy that's in charge of it. He told me that they've got an engineer coming in to look at the bridge to make sure it's still safe. They gated it off. From what I heard, I didn't go look at it, but they supposedly have gated it off so the four-wheelers can't cross it anymore. So but actually, somebody was supposed to come to the meeting tonight and discuss it, but I don't know if they forgot or what. But that's the story on the bridge. I know there was a lot of big discussion last month on it, on the four-wheelers spinning around and causing a lot of trouble, so.
Well, the bridge is owned by the Somerville Club.
Yeah, the bridge is owned, and I thought it was. I remember hearing back years ago that the town had turned it over to them. The county turned it over to the town, and the town ended up turning it over to the Snowmobile Club to use in the wintertime to cross their sleds, but that was quite a while ago, so they're supposedly going to get an engineer to come look at it and make sure it's still feasible to drive across. So I told them to, you know, let me know once they do that, what the outcome is.
So we have no liability whatsoever for that?
Nope.
Zero.
Yep. I think that's why the town turned it over to, it's on the Snowmobile Club.
If they deem that there's demolition involved or it's unsafe and they're going to tear it down, we are not going to have to pay anything. DEC is going to be involved. It's not going to cost us anything.
No, that's their problem. Yeah, they own it.
They own it.
If it falls in the river, then they're liable. They're responsible for it.
I mean, that's written contract agreement.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I think that the powers to be earlier was smart to get it off their hands because the county was smart enough. They wanted to get rid of it, so they gave it to the town. But that's where that is on the bridge. So. Anything else under new business?
I have two more resolutions.
Okay, let's do them.
Resolution to accept and sign fire protection and emergency service contract, whereas there is a need to renew the contract with the Ellenburg Depot Fire District 21 for fire protection and emergency services for 2021. Be it hereby resolved that the town of Moores accepts the 2021 fire protection and emergency services contract as written and the contract be signed.
Okay.
Discussion.
That's for $2,000. It's been that way for a couple years now.
I have the contract too.
Okay. So what happens is the Canaan Hill area, they're a lot closer than we are. And this has been going on for as long as I can remember.
So it's $2,000.
Yep, $2,000 we pay them. So we talked about it a few years back that when we get a call up there, they're automatic mutually. They're automatically dispatched anyways. But, for $2,000, you start a fight with your neighbor and fire department. So that's where it's at. There, they'll be called first when they get one up on the Canaan Hill Road, and we'll automatically be dispatched also. But that's what it's for. So I'll entertain a motion to accept that resolution.
Make motion to accept it.
Don, I'll second it.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LeCount?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bolris?
Yes.
Councilperson Brea?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you.
And then my next one is to, there's a new retention and disposal schedule for the state, so.
Okay.
Resolved by the town board of the town of Moores that retention and disposition schedule for New York local government records, LGS1, issued pursuant to Article 57A of the Arts and Cultural Affairs Law and containing legal minimum retention periods for local government's records is hereby adopted for use by all officers in legally disposing of valueless records listed therein. Further resolved that in accordance to Article 57A, only those records will be disposed of that are described in the retention and disposition schedule for New York local government records after they have met the minimum retention periods described therein. Only those records will be disposed of that do not have sufficient administrative, fiscal, legal, or historical value to merit retention beyond established legal minimum periods.
Okay.
So we're talking just paper.
Shredding papers that are legally out of the...
How about, are they backed up in any way, these old records?
Yeah.
They are backed up? Hard drive?
No, they're not backed up. No, not the real old ones, no.
I don't even know if the current ones are even backed up on high drives. But this is just stuff way back that's cluttering up the, mm-hmm. the vault that...
Like old bank records and from...
Can we scan those items? I know it's going to take... I'm just saying, if feasibility, is it worth it to do it? But once they're gone, they're gone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I mean,
right.
But it's the state has deemed that these are
ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The process
they're no longer in use.
I mean, right. This replaces the last schedule that was in place for.
So just renewing retention. It more or less.
Yeah. There's an updated.
Yeah, updated.
As of August.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I'll make a motion to. Chris, a second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LeCount?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Anything else?
No, that's all I have. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, well, I guess we're at the public comment.
Yes. Sorry, I'm a little hoarse tonight, so
okay.
I have a grievance in my property that I purchased for them the last year.
A what now?
I'm sorry?
What was it that you purchased?
My home.
Oh, your home?
Property.
Okay.
Right here on Park Lane, 6 Park Lane. My name is Palmer, Millie Palmer.
Okay.
And in transition from out of state here, something was done with the property that I wasn't aware of. Evidently, my neighbor had a well put in, and the well was producing more water. Now, I'm not sure of this stuff that goes on like that. This is new to me, but it produced more water than they could handle. So it came out in abundance. They had to reroute all the water into the trench, make a trench, whatever they did. Then they came to the end of Park Lane, where the corner meets the park, parking lot, put a culvert in under the road and ran it to my property. Now I say to my property, there is a small amount of land, of course, from the road to my land, which the town owns, but it still overrode that and came onto mine. So I cannot mow my lawn about 4 feet beyond the town's property onto my land. It's very wet all the time. Can't mow, can't get the leaves out of that trench area. It's really a mess, and I mean a bad mess.
Okay.
So I've called the town several times. I called Plattsburgh because I didn't know if they had anything to do with this, to see if somebody can do something to help me clean up that. I've asked for a culvert, whether it's vinyl, whatever it is, to be put along that whole trench, and it's a long one.
Mm-hmm.
Goes all along the park, all the way to Route 11. It's so bad at 11 on Route 11 now, the puddling, that it's backing up along 11 into my backyard.
Okay.
So neither can I use the back around the front. And it's really, if you walk out there with your boots or shoes, you're right down into the water and the mud and everything. Can't put the tractor over there, can't really. It's a bad situation from somebody else's water.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Yeah, I'll get together with the highway superintendent and we'll take a look at it and see what can be done.
Right, I appreciate
see if
that.
It's, you know, down the line, it could be drained.
Yes, we do get a lot of mosquitoes too. Yeah.
Pardon me?
It's no, he said it's the bugs.
Mosquitoes too.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Whereabouts exactly is it? 6 Park, is it Larry?
Bart Van Luzen?
Troy Robbins old place.
Bart Van Luzen.
That one's here.
Yeah, Bart Van Luzen. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Between our field and,
right,
and their
right.
place. I'm assuming down where that comes, yours comes to a...
Well, it comes right down to the front of my house, actually. It's,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
And goes all the way around. Right.
Is, well, it from, is it from the house next to you or across from you?
Across.
It's from across the road, way to the end of the cemetery, and it comes all the way down that trench, gets to the end, crosses again, and it's a...
It is. I noticed that this summer when we were up there with the kids, it was like, why is there water running in that ditch? It's the truth.
They got artesian wells.
Yeah, yeah, they drilled it there last summer, weren't they did. So they must have an artesian. Yeah, I'll get together with the highway guy and we'll go take a look at it and see what's, you know, what can be done. I don't know if it could be rerouted a different route, but we'll definitely take a look at it.
Okay, that's Chris. I spoke to him once on the phone, but he said he would bring it up here to the meeting. That was 3 months ago and I heard nothing.
Okay, all right, yeah, we'll definitely go take a look at it.
All right, I appreciate that.
Even if it take, and almost say, think you could start from where our cemetery is and go back toward Jack's. They've got that big hill there, can dig a big enough ditch. I don't think it'd taper enough to go that way or not. Yeah, we'll have to look at it and see.
And it's close to the road.
Yeah.
If you go that way.
Right.
So with all those cars coming down, going to the ball field, we're going to put guardrails in.
Not only that, you got to cross the Valley Road too.
You got to cross the Valley Road.
County roads. You better send it towards Bedard's, the other way to their ditch. Okay.
That's where it's going, so that's a natural.
Yeah, it's a natural.
And we got a culvert that goes under there, I believe, to your property, isn't there?
It's a what?
There's a culvert that goes.
Oh, big culvert, but yeah. Where they patched it with the blacktop is all up.
Right.
It's a mess out there. Okay. So
I think it can be fixed for you.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, we'll go take a look at it and see what can be done.
Thank you.
Okay.
I think that's an artesian well on the other side.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Because the town filled in, he had a ditch in there, the great big hole, that he was afraid kids that were playing in the rec park would have fallen in there somewhere.
Okay.
The town fixed that.
Yep. All
right. He's got an artesian well.
Anything else? Okay. We need to go into executive session to discuss the contract for the employees. So I'll make a motion. We go into executive session.
I'll second.
Chris, second.
Councilperson Paris.
Yes.
Councilperson LaCalle.
Yes.
Supervisor Menard.
Yes.
Councilperson Bulrich.
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Shouldn't be too long. We'll just come back out and adopt the